People talk about the contract given to Dwayne Bowe as a commitment by the Chiefs to him. But let's flip this the other way. Mm-hmm. He had a decision whether to sign that or not, was in demand around this league, been here since 07. He decides to stay and jump on with the new regime. What about Bowe and him deciding to stay here, not just the team reaching out to him to say, we want you to stay?
Well, I think it's huge, and he's going to talk about it here in a moment, the fact that what he saw going on was so exciting to him. And you know what? That says something. When you've got a team that was 2-14 and things didn't go well, you went on IR before the end of the season, people are on you a little bit, yet he sees what's going on in the offseason, he likes what he sees, and he has a lot to say.
Well, again, the new guys are fired up, including Alex Smith, but now Dwayne Bowe sees a brand new life perhaps ahead of him as a Kansas City Chief.
What made you think that this was going to be the right place going forward and making that leap of faith without really knowing the head coach, without really knowing the offense?
I put my trust in God, and, you know, my decision came from there. And, you know, having a quarterback and a new coach, you know, it's refreshing. So it's just like coming into, you know, your rookie year, your freshman year in college, not knowing everybody, but just knowing of them and knowing what they can do and what they did. Motivated me to knowing that Andy worked with some big-time players and also big-time quarterbacks and got their receivers and their quarterbacks to the next level, which is the Pro Bowl and, you know, win Super Bowl. So.
And one thing big for Dwayne Bowe, I think, is the presence of Andy Reid. John Dorsey talked about it with me earlier today, that when Andy Reid goes on these pro day workouts, people kind of stop and look and wow, that's Andy Reid. Dwayne Bowe now sees Andy Reid here. And how much of that is involved with Bowe wanting to stay here and redoing his deal?
Well, I think it's huge. And we go back all the way, and I do it every time we're on almost, but you go back to the 7th when decisions were made, like you said, to bring Andy Reid in here, then John Dorsey, then you see the players that are brought in. As a player, I mean, you take notice of what's going on in the offseason, and to your point with Andy Reid, he is a guy that commands respect. We talked about it ad nauseum in terms of, as an assistant coach, if you get a call from Andy Reid, you're going to take that, and you're going to decide whether you want to come and be a part of that, because it's something special going on, I believe. So he has that presence. I've been around coaches like that. The ones that come to mind for me is Coach Cowher, the first coach I had in 1992, and of course came from the Kansas City Chiefs. And they just have something about them that people take notice, and they understand that they know what's going on. I think that's what happened with Dwayne Bowe. I like the fact, I'm going on with it a little bit, I like the fact in that he talked about, he felt like a freshman coming to college. He doesn't know the people, but he knows who they are, and he knows what they're about, and he knows what's about to happen, and I like that. I like that a lot.